after Joel Friday TV happening pretty quickly here, everybody. It is 9 a.m. here in Los Angeles, and it's Tuesday, the 7th of May, AD 2024. Yep, and gonna have a fun show, hopefully. It's Steve Taylor Tuesday. It is 2:38 Tuesday. Fun Haig music. People are having to tighten their belts a little bit, but are they tightening their belts? No, they're not. They're still being degenerates. Shameful. Disgusting. I'm going to talk about in the UK and elsewhere around Europe and China and around even America, I guess. They are saving their money, but they're still drinking, getting drunk. Terrible. I have some super chats to cover. I did not get to all of your super chats today. There was this terrible story that I was interested in covering it, but for whatever reason have not covered it. I almost said that I was dragging my feet about covering it, but I'm not quite dragging my feet about it. But it is kind of vulgar. I don't generally like to cover these topics. There was this guy who was arrested for smiled free. I don't know if you guys understood that. Probably not. And it turns out he was shmay. I don't know if you guys understand that at all. Child pornography. And he was not morally straight. I'm like, oh, they found a white guy after all. Because that's the stereotype, is that most of the child stuff people are white, and that's not true. At least per capita is not. But maybe the shmornography, maybe a little bit more. But yeah, he was not morally straight. And that is a stereotype that is not, you're not allowed to even think that stereotype. You know, the schmays. I call schmays, you know, not morally straight people in the S-word way. S-wordually disoriented. They get mad at you for saying that. And so you stop even allowing yourself to think that, but it's true. It's true. I don't know if you guys are following what I'm saying. But that and your calls, guys, if you'd like to call in, 1-888-775-3773. But anyway, guys, let's get right on with the show!
1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, it's the Haig Report, the Haig Report, la la la. Oh, it's the Haig Report, the Haig Report, la la la.
Hey, guys!
Oh, it's the Haig Report, the Haig Report.
So, how you guys doing? I am fine. I have my cool t-shirt on. Joel Friday wore the cool t-shirt. Cool. What's funny is I got it from some Asian woman, young lady from my high school. She said, cool. And it just kind of stuck. It was cool how she said cool. I wasn't into her, though. Don't be thinking that stuff. But maybe I shouldn't have even said that because people go crazy. People go crazy in their heads. It's very interesting. I may touch on that if it comes to me again. How people just hear something or see something and then they jump to the most insane conclusions. Watch yourselves. Watch yourselves. And when you get caught doing that, it's fine to admit you're wrong, or at least admit to yourself that you're wrong. If you don't want to admit you're wrong out loud, you can be quiet. So But it's, and males, men are doing that, including a lot of you guys. That's partly why I don't trust you guys. When I say you guys, yellow fever, hey, see, there it comes, says D-Mac. it doesn't matter. I'm shaking my head. You guys make me blush. All right. Let's just move forward. Before I get to calls, let's talk. Let's do some news, shall we? It's not real news. It's degenerate news. Okay? Oh, by the way, this t-shirt, you can get it. TheHakeReport.creator-spring.com if you're so interested. Lock Your Door did it. Did the design. It was imagined up by another former listener of the show, or maybe current listener. I just haven't heard from him in a while. Shout out to Mark. Not our Mark who calls in. Another Mark. Right on. And shout out to David for sharing it. But nightlife. More like night death, am I right? Because it's not, they're talking about drinking and going to clubs and dancing is fine. Dancing, I guess, is all right. Although, no offense to Joelle Friday TV, but when, I've never really liked being forced to dance, feeling forced to dance. I was okay with dancing of my own volition. But when you're in a crowd and they're all dancing, I'm like, what am I going to do? Follow the crowd and dance? No, I don't want to do that. And I guess that's ego fighting the other egos. Because the other egos don't really care that much, but they would like to see you having fun and stuff like that. Come on, join in. It's just fun. It's no big deal. So maybe we're both wrong. If you have a feeling about it, right? An opinion about it. You could just not dance, but not be judging yourself or others. But anyway, nightlife with their secular music. Well, Christian music is almost just as evil. Maybe it is just as evil. Evil. They're a bunch of liberals, emotional, don't even really understand what they're singing. I'm squinting my eyes in judgment. But they don't, but who would go to a nightclub with Christian music? Would you? Press 1 if you would. Press 2 if you wouldn't. Press 3 if you could be convinced, maybe. 4 if you're just here for chat. If you're in the snake pit there. In the chat, in the live chat. But listen to this headline. Is it last orders for London's nightlife? CNN Business says, not going out. Cost of living crisis in London is taking a toll on the city's nightlife. And London is in England. I talked about London yesterday, where this is a month-old story, basically. April 6th, I screenshotted this or something, or so, around that time. And we're at May 7th. Okay, so this is a month-old story. Before even the degenerate London mayor who appointed a night czar, Sadiq Khan, not a Christian. He's a Muslim. He's supposed to be clamping down and enforcing Sharia. I'm just kidding, Sadiq Khan. Don't do that, I guess. He's not that kind of Muslim, I guess. He's a liberal, culturally even. Most Muslims vote Democrat, by the way, here in America. It's not like they're conservative. Psh. But over in the city's nightlife, I'm like, huh, that's interesting. So I decided finally to look it up. Not going out, is it last orders? Last orders. What is that, British for? Is that English? British English. For last call? Why do I know that, last call? I shouldn't know that. I feel like I'm not supposed to know that. Last call, we're closing. we're closing. Last call for drinks because we're closing at 2 a.m. or whatever. And at one point, they never used to close, I heard. This is an article by Anna Kooban. C-O-O-B-A-N. She looks maybe British. I'm not sure. Dark roots. Could be mistaken. Maybe she's Persian. It's Thursday, 11 p.m. and on a street in London's Soho district. Don't ask me what Soho is. South Hollywood? What's Soho? Anybody know? There's a loud clatter. Staff are closing the windows in the French House, one of the city's most popular pubs. Pubs. Leslie Lewis, owner of 35 years of this, whatever this place is called, French something, said she would like to stay open later, but her staff would have trouble getting home as there are fewer transport options. Oh, there it is, the French House. Thank you. So they don't have their own cars. They don't have their independence over in London, I gather. You kind of like you New Yorkers. Do New Yorkers own cars? I know three LA type people, LA area people who do not own cars. And that's interesting to me. But, you know, they Uber or they ride their bike or they just make do, bum rides off other people. But in general, LA culture, everybody drives. You guys seen Swingers? That coming of age movie or fun movie from the 90s? They all caravan meaning multiple cars. They don't carpool all in one car. They caravan. Each of the five guys pulls up. Nice. But anyway, they don't have their independence, so they have to close early for the sake of her staff, she does. Her patrons aren't drinking as much as they used to. Is that a good thing? That might be a good thing. But this is not all a good thing because it signals a mess with the economy. And also because it's not as if they're not drinking anymore. It's kind of like teen pregnancies has gone down. But that's not a good thing because they're still having the S word out of wedlock. Or if they're not having the S word out of wedlock, the schmornography is going out of control. People are looking at schmorn pornos. So they are... don't necessarily have even having the S. And plus their T is all messed up. They have low T. So lower drive, I guess. Lower temptation. But it's not as if they're more moral. They're just because the teen pregnancy has gone down. Teen pregnancy used to be a big problem, supposedly, or issue. They're addressing the symptoms, but not the root issue. Abortion has gone down. That's addressed the symptoms, but it's not as if it's gone down because... actually, abortions have gone up again. I think it topped 1 million recently in America again. Used to be below. It used to be well over 1 million. Then it was below 1 million. Now it might be over 1 million again. Because they're promoting it so much. So, anyway. People haven't got the money, she said. Which is improper English, but it does sound like an English woman. Leslie Lewis. L-E-W-I-S, spelled the English way, not those French ways, Louis. Oh, but she's runs the French house, 35 years. So, it's wild, huh? Problem shared by many other pubs, bars, nightclubs in some of the world's biggest cities since the coronavirus scamdemic plunged them into crisis 4 years ago. No, the coronavirus scamdemic did not plunge them into crisis. It's their own liberal local leaders. Some of them are not liberals. Some of these owners of restaurants, anyway. I don't know about bars. Sometimes bars are hit and miss in terms of whether they're politically conservative or not. Meaning independent thinking. We're not going to just shut down out of fear and scaremongering. Because the women scare easily. Females and liberals scare. They love fear and hatred. That's why they accuse and project their fear and hatred on you guys. And some of you guys, too, have fear and hatred. You know, like the whites, the men, sometimes. In London, a cost of living crisis forced people to spend less or simply stay at home has collided with rocketing rents, rent going through the roof, energy bills through the roof, and wages are... Wait, wages are going up too? Oh, I guess wages, they have to pay them more. Vaporizing profit margins for hospitality businesses and pushing many past the point of no return. Oh, that's terrible. That's a terrible story. Go back to the French house thing. I don't want to read that one. That's a LGBT story. Hassan's helping me with this story here, showing these screenshots from this article. 70% of venues either losing money or barely breaking even. And they say, cost of living, why is that going up? Well, I would say partly maybe because of all the subsidized mess that you guys are doing, right? Subsidies. When you subsidize people's lives, when you do the minimum wage stuff, I don't know if London and... Oh, when the evil mayor of London, Sadiq Khan, whom I covered yesterday, gives free breakfasts or lunches or something like that to the school children, quote-unquote free, that's raising costs. Anything you subsidize gets more expensive. Duh! That's one of the things that I learned from the late, great Phyllis Schlafly, former guest on the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. A woman. And her Eagle Forum. She said, when you subsidize housing, housing gets more expensive. And doesn't it just make sense? When you subsidize edumamification, when you subsidize the so-called health care, all those things get more expensive. When you subsidize people's lives by forcing businesses to pay a minimum wage to people, that the cost of that living wage, cost of living, goes up. Duh! See, that's why it's good to have like a man in charge like Trump who understands business and understands basic economics and doesn't swoop in and pretend like he's saving people like the dumb, evil mama spirit liberals do, right? So that's partly why stuff is going up. They have all these people coming in. Starve the children for profit, says Flat Earth Victory. Hey, because Flat Earth Victory is a good socialist. Nationalist, but socialist, I think. They're not going to starve. It's the parents' job to feed the children. As the great Ben Shapiro, based Ben Shapiro, said on his radio show back when he was on the radio 10, 11 years ago. You can just... get, how much does a bin of oatmeal cost? You just get a bin of oatmeal and feed the kids. I eat cereal every morning from my parents' house. Cheerios with a little bit of honey and mixed with other things. So, there's children, that's the parents' problem. It's not the government is not the mother and father to, make sure that you don't starve. Children starving. Come on. I'm not buying that. You got what I need. What's up, Modern Day Debate? Is Modern Day Debate in chat? Nice. So, and there's all kinds of things. The scamdemic, the overreaction to the pandemic. They shut stuff down and messed up the economy. Partly to get Trump, I think. My conspiracy theory. Maybe not. That was just a nice side effect. Was hurt Trump, make it look like Trump couldn't handle the economy. Trump wanted to reopen. Close early just because they can't see the benefits of remaining open. Somebody reminisced about his time in London. Somebody named Kill. 20 years ago, he would bounce from club to club in the early hours of the morning like a degenerate. That just doesn't happen anymore, he said. These days, fewer people sticking around for last orders. That means last call here in America. That's English for last call. We speak American here. Shout out to our British brothers and the British foreigners And I don't just mean the POC British. I mean supposed white English men who some of you guys and women, some of you guys have embraced foreign values, foreign to our Lord and Savior. False values, mama spirit, right? And that's foreigners. That's why I call you foreigners, far left, some of you guys. Anyway. Yeah, now you can show that zooming rent one. Oh, there's this LGBT place. Rent jumped 45% in the past year. Oh, they let all these immigrants in, you know, and so-called refugees and all those people. And all that stuff. So, don't mind Nugget Man, modern day debate. He's just an accusatory person. He's Canadian, by the way. Shout out, Nugget Man. He's a great mod, by the way, I think. Yeah, so, a lot of customers, a lot. Okay, Nick, thanks. American Anchor, baby. A lot of them are pre-partying. They call it preloading, drinking alcohol at home before heading out to save money. Before, people would come out and have a night out in the bar, then at a club. They're now going to supermarkets getting cheap alcohol. I'm saying it like it's cute. It's not cute. Alcohol. And I don't call it beta juice. Shout out to that gal who called into the Jesse Lee Peterson show and called it beta juice, infantilizing her husband. Shout out. Is that the right word? Infantilizing? They're now going to, so supermarkets, our competition now are supermarkets, not necessarily other venues. But anyway, that's an LGBT venue, so maybe this is a good thing. It'll force people to be a little bit more responsible. It's good to be responsible. It's good to save your money. I remember arguing with people. I know I'm kind of going kind of long with this, but I remember arguing with people, my Asian friends and their girlfriends and know-it-all people I remember a couple in particular. During the so-called financial crisis of 2008-ish, whenever that was, I'm like, people should save their money. People should save their money, then their economy will be fine, their personal economy. And they're like, the economy grows by you spending money. They didn't sound like that, okay? I'm mocking them. And I get that, yes, spending money can be good for the economy, but it's not good for your personal economy if you're spending irresponsibly and then it's artificially helping the economy because you're not actually getting real benefit. A good, strong, truly strong, godly, you know, Christian economy, Christian capitalism, if you will, is where it's mutual benefit and it's actual benefit. Not perceived benefit or ego benefit. Not where it's all ego. Let me get drunk. Don't do that, kids. Or say that, kids. Maybe I shouldn't tell them not to do it because then they might want to do it. Money has nothing to do with the economy. Yeah, creating a value, says Flat Earth Victory. Or inventing stuff that is making value, making yourself valuable. You're making yourself a lame-o bum, and they're feeding you death, spirits, alcohol, and promoting the LGBT degenerate agenda, and S-word, sensuality and stuff. Bro, we can just print more money, says Nugget Man. you know what I mean? I made my point, I think. Blah, blah, blah. There's also in Germany, there's these clubs. Berlin, Germany. Eye-watering Eye-watering energy bills, rises to other costs, coincided the other year with a drop-off in the scam-demic-era government aid for clubs. The government was subsidizing clubs in Germany? According to some person. A non-profit organization advocating. Look at that. You guys know any DJs? I've known some DJs. Made last summer a devastating disappointment for the city, a clubbing hotspot. A lot is at stake. Berlin's techno. Hey, everybody loves techno, right? Scene is a big draw for companies trying to attract talent to a city lacking in some conventional crowd pleasers. Berlin doesn't have a harbor. We don't have a beach. We're not very pretty, said one guy who's like an expert. Underscoring its importance, last month the city's techno scene was recognized by the German Commission for UNESCO, UNESCO, as part of the country's intangible cultural heritage. Oh, Lord. Reminds me of the Blacks. The Blacks sing and dance and they make great music. So do the Jews. But it's also eroding the values of the people, the once strong foundation, maybe. I guess it wasn't a strong foundation if it can be eroded. Eroding the Christian values of responsibility, temperance, sobriety, no S-word out of wedlock, things like that, being morally straight. And when I say morally straight, I'm not just talking S-word. So, yes, they have a great heritage of hating the police. You know, the Black culture, for example. Oh, we have a grand heritage of F-blip. Or even ill-K up the police. I say the war shouldn't stop till his cops body rot. Terrible, huh? Catchy. Very much cultural heritage from the stuff, but it's not good. A move that could eventually lead to its inclusion in the United Nations body's global list. Whoa. Post-scam-demic shift in the attitudes. Many of London's late-night spas struggled with a post-scam-demic shift in attitudes among neighbors. Residents got used to that peace and quiet. Now they're complaining. Based neighbors, and I understand it. I understand both sides. Just call me Joel Friday TV. I understand both sides. I can sympathize with everybody. We're not supposed to sympathize, I guess. But I get it. Residents are annoyed now. They're calling the police, and it could be shut them close earlier or shut them down completely. They feel like many owners feel like a criminal rather than a vital contributor to the city's culture and economy. Well, they kind of are criminals. morally criminals. But can you see the mess? It's all collapsing into itself. Civilization going down. Because they're being uncivilized, truly. It's good advice from the Bible not to be drunk. You know what I mean? London accounted for a third of the revenue of Britain's hospitality industry last year. $46 billion. Or £46 billion, $58 billion. Sorry. Sadiq Khan in 2016 appointed Amy Lame, or Lame. Lame? Lame? L-A-M-E with an accent over it, a rising accent. Amit? As the city's first ever night czar, in charge of protecting nighttime venues. Sadiq Khan, the Muslim mayor. Liberal Muslims. And they're all liberals. Not all, but many. Shout out to the Muslims. Even before the ravages of the scamdemic, the overreaction to the scamdemic by the same liberals who are all into this partying app cray, Look at that. Oh, I forgot I had that. Nasty. Look at British drinking culture meet the cost of living crisis from Vice magazine. Far left extremist Vice, once owned by based Gavin McInnes, or started founded by him. Look, that makes it look dirty. That makes it look, well, I mean, it makes it look almost as dirty as it really is. Look at these dudes. Oh, no. I had it censored. Couple of guys drinking beer. I like beer. They're basically that woman who drinks beer from Massachusetts. The professor turned Senator Elizabeth Warren, Pocahontas. Like a Hispanic looking dude and maybe this maybe white guy. Young man, relatively fit, not that fat yet. And they're like chugging or drinking beer. Oh, and that's in Soho, I guess. What is Soho? Does anybody know? Somebody probably said it in the chat. I wasn't watching. British drinking culture meet the cost of living crisis, and it reads, boozing is more expensive than ever, but that doesn't necessarily mean that they're not doing it. His ear piercing is censored. Yeah, I censored his pierced ear. Because it's, which side is pierced to indicate that you're a gay? Oops. Which side? Is it the left or the right side? Oh, okay. I wonder if this image is flipped to make it so that you don't know. But yeah, I censored the bottle. I censored the liquid coming into his mouth. And he's drinking like how a friend of mine said that he drinks stuff. His lips never touch the glass. But anyway, degenerate. So they've been writing about this stuff forever. Yeah, I censored the earring on a man. So-called man. It doesn't mean people are cutting down. Yeah, they're still inking Dre. They're just going to the supermarkets. I've spent over a half an hour on this. Terrible. Yeah. So people have trauma about it, collective trauma. 3.5 years of just not going out. They got trained not to go out. Back to this CNN article. Because of the scamdemic, the overreaction, the China virus. So it's both a good thing. It's potentially a good thing because this sort of awakens people. These physical things that happen, it doesn't necessarily awaken you, but it's an opportunity, you know? Things happen in your life, and you're just like, oh, man, maybe you don't need to drink that much. But that's not really awake. You drink less. It's good for your physical health and maybe your mind clarity a little bit. I remember hearing about maybe in Puerto Rico or Puerto Rico or somewhere, there was this young woman, it might not have been Puerto Rico, but they enforced, what is that thing called where the government stops taking care of you? Austerity or something. Austerity measures. And she started a business and started doing great for herself. It reminds me, I've told you guys the story before of American Indian. You guys call it Native American. I'm Native American, as in white Anglo-American. Born here. Two people who were born here. Two people who were American. They got kicked out of their tribe. They stopped getting that spreading of the wealth that the American Indians do with their, I don't know, was it reservation money or casino money or something. They're always trying to shrink their tribe so as not to spread the money around so much because they're greedy, a lot of them. And so they kick people out of the tribe. You're not enough. You're not Navajo enough or whatever it is. Maybe I'm smearing the Navajos. I don't know what they were, but they were part American Indian and they got kicked out of the tribe, had to get a job, and now they're doing great, or they were doing great afterwards. Nice. So this type of thing could be a good thing for your life. As the Bible says, all things work together for the good of those who love him, or something like that, who are called according to God's purpose, or whatever. Something to that effect. And that's true. So, like, in any situation, keep a good attitude about it. Even though this stuff I'm calling out, silly phrase, kind of, all this evil stuff that's happening, that they're dumb things that they're doing with the economy and stuff. Even still, you individually or these people individually can do great. Be fine. Right? And a lot of these laws that God gave the people in the Old Testament and the New Testament and suggestions and rules and exhortations for your own good. It's just for your own good, for your life to go better, that it may go well with you, God would say, right? According to the Bible. If it's in the Bible, it's a fact. So let me get to a call or two, guys, finally. Some of you guys dropped off. I understand. 1-888-775-3773. David in Ocala, Florida, is on the line. Thank you for calling and holding there, man. Appreciate it. What's up?
How you doing? I picked the right day. This was exactly what I wanted to call about, was the economy.
Sweet. Right on.
Yeah. Yeah, and you got the, I'm crazy in my head, man, okay? And what did it was, I got, my wife works at an insurance company, and 2 years ago to insure both of our cars was like $132, and now they want $250. My homeowner's insurance doubled, okay?
Oh,
went,
yeah.
From like $1,400 a month to like right at $3,000. These people have lost their minds.
Yeah, okay? And that's wild. And that has nothing to do with you and how you live your life. It's not as if you're a greater risk, but money just isn't worth as much as it used to be worth. And so they increase the price. And then also a whole lot of people are acting like bums. So everybody seems like a risk. Just the mere fact of me living in L.A., my car insurance, when I moved into L.A. proper from where I used to live in the San Gabriel Valley.
Right.
I'm like, oh, I'm driving much shorter. Instead of driving like 35 miles a day or 40 miles a day or whatever, I'm driving like less than 10 miles a day, less than 5 miles a day some days or whatever. And still my insurance went way up just because of the fact I'm in L.A. where people drive like maniacs sometimes, and then there's also a lot of crime and mess and stuff. So yeah, it's wild.
Well, what it is, okay, you know, first off, the internet and computers and these iPhones has ruined the world, okay? And what they've done, what the insurance companies do now is they get all this data from around where you live. And they, because right up the road from me is a high school that there's all kinds of these like four car pile, you know, hit little accidents, some major accidents, but mainly these little fender benders where, you know, they're not paying attention. They don't stop and four people end up in an accident.
Yeah.
And so what they do is they go, oh, well, David lives over here right by there and he has to drive past that school every day. So we need to jack his rates up in case he gets in an accident.
Wow. Yep, oh, exactly. Yeah. That's what happened
to
me.
That's what happened to you.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Terrible.
And see, what it is, man, is they're trying to take out the middle class, buddy. It's been a big plan. There's no way. I mean, when the average rent is like $1,600 down here,
uh-huh.
And it used to be about $500, that, and then see what you were talking about over in Britain, I guess, is happening here. People aren't going out. They're not, you know, I go into a Jiffy store and I see a Coke or a convenience store and I see a bottle of Coke for $2.99. I'm like, you people are, you're stupid.
Yeah.
Okay.
Really?
Because I'm not paying that for it. Now, if it was $1.99, I'd pay for it.
Yep.
Okay?
Right.
Now, what? So what's going to happen is once these people start losing their jobs, okay, because nobody's spending money, you know, they're not going out to the restaurants, yada, yada, yada. This thing's going to implode, man.
Yeah, I think that you are onto something. I sense that unless, like, Trump gets in, and even then it may still implode.
Mm-hmm.
It may still implode because it has to. And like Nick, the American Anchor Baby, has said, he knows about that stuff. Is that so bad that if it does? Is that so bad if it does implode? I mean, it kind of has to. It's kind of good for us to go through the hard times so that more people shape up. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not. It's kind of punishing to you. The good have to, the quote unquote good, because you know how to live properly, economically, have to suffer mm-hmm. with the evil people who are irresponsible, and so that's not great. But that's the way that life is. The other people around mm-hmm. you affect you.
That's because those people,
not you,
that
but
say,
they affect how the quality of life around you.
Right. Well, it's because those people that say they care so much about you and everything like that up in D.C., they don't care about you, or they wouldn't have let all these Muslims in this country, just like happened over there in Europe, okay? And look what's happened to their economy and our economy, not just the Muslims, but all the people they've let in this country, printing all this money to put them in hotels and give them all this stuff. And, you know, it's like a friend of mine told me a long time ago, he said 7% of nothing's nothing. And what he meant by that was if somebody was buying a car for 15 grand and they had to pay 7% because of their credit rate, you know, 7%. In other words, they weren't buying a $50,000 car. But back in the late 70s, okay, the rates were sky high on the mortgages, but the houses were only like $28,000. They weren't $380,000 at 7%. You see what I mean?
Okay, yeah. Like, you can't even afford to even start.
Right, the American dream's over, man. I mean,
American dream being owning a home, owning your own home,
right.
Your property, mm-hmm. and having something of real value that grows in value.
Yeah, it's pretty much over, man. Because, and I got a feeling, Hake, I think that, you know, because of my age and everything like this, I think this whole thing's going to be done in 20 years. I cannot see this country going on like it is another 20 years.
Well, who knows? What makes you give that time frame on it?
Because how bad it's gotten in the last 10 years.
Oh, yeah. It has really, like, gone way up, like exponentially worse, out of control. True.
You know, I mean... Yeah.
You may be right. I don't know what the time frame is. I don't know if it will. I see it as similar. People often compare us to the Roman Empire. The Roman Empire mm-hmm. got big and diverse, and they lost track of what it was to be Roman. A lot of them were into the LGBT stuff, sort of. Not exactly the same way that we were with it. The so-called Americans, not me, but they're, you know, the degeneracy and self, what is that called? Self-indulgence, mm-hmm. out of control, bread and circuses, entertainment, all kinds of stuff. So, and then the alpha, not Vikings, but alpha Philistines or whatever they were, the Germans, whoever they were, tore down the Visigoths or what, I don't know. It was ripe for the taking, and now like God told the Israelites, some people who are worse than you will take over you and rule over you. That's what's happening. Now we got a whole bunch of women and LGBTs and POCs who don't have our values ruling over America.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, now the airlines is worried about having black and women pilots, you know, how good they are, you know. Hey,
yep.
we gotta have some more diversity here. It's all about diversity, unless you're white. Okay, if you're white, you're they don't care about you no more.
Yeah,
I mean, they just,
Nugget Man,
I mean,
says, "Hey, construction is a good indicator of how your economy is going right now." Just saying, and he covers up his eyes. I don't know what that means. Does that mean construction is, because construction is happening? But it's not.
Yeah, they're building a few houses.
It's happening from like It's subsidized by like the government in many ways, and it's like these huge companies. It's not like a whole bunch of independent people building. It's just huge corporations taking up stuff, commie capitalist corporations. So their economy is fine, and it's they complain about the gap between the rich and the poor, but they're forcing everybody to be more desperate. They're spreading desperation. You know what I mean?
You're right. Yeah, because when you go out, say you want to go buy a new car right now, and you get out there and you see I'll just pull this out of the hat, a Chevy Blazer's $55,000, okay? I mean, you want to talk about some sticker shock.
Wow.
I mean, that car is way overpriced, and it's because of the fact that the dollar's worthless. And they got to put all this stuff on these cars now. You know, they drive by themselves, adaptive cruise control, the freaking big old screens, all this self-indulgence crap that nobody needs, okay?
Interesting.
You know, and so we've literally done this to ourselves, you know. There was a sign in one of my dealerships one time that had a girl with a phone, and it said, connect to your world, okay?
Whoa.
You think about that. It ain't your world.
Yeah. Dang.
That's when I noticed it. I was like, man, this is messed up. You know, remember they came in around 2014 with XM radio, got rid of CD players in cars and jammed XM radio down people's throats?
Yes.
So, anyway, listen, that's about all I had to say, man.
Nice,
I'm glad,
man,
you let me talk about it, because I really feel bad for the generation that's behind me, that, you know, the people that were born in the 90s.
Uh-huh.
I just don't see how. I mean, how did they look at this world, man? You know what I'm saying? It's just so screwed up right now.
It's a mess, you know? For sure.
Yeah. Well, listen. You have a great day, man. Oh, one thing. Have you heard from William lately? Is he all right?
He's doing fine, I'm sure. We'll hear from him. Sometimes you don't hear from people.
Well, shout out to
right
William. Away. I hope you're doing good, William.
Nice.
All right?
Right on.
All right,
shout
have
out.
Have a great day, Hake.
You
right,
too,
buddy.
David. Appreciate
bye-bye.
You. Bye. It's good to hear from people who are older, even when they sound boomerish, because Complain Fest 2024, LOL, lots of laughs, says Kevin Howe, who says they lost track of what it meant to be Roman because they turned Christian. There may be some truth to that. I don't reject that out of hand, or just, even though my impulse is to, because turning Christian doesn't mean that you're actually Christian. It doesn't mean that you are of solid values and of strong spirit. You're just a phony follower. You know what I mean, Jelly Bean? Which is not all bad, but it can be a weakness for sure. Manufacturing, building things that aren't meant to last, as Chris. The lumber is through the roof. But, you know, I like hearing stuff from older people because they know a world that's very different from mine even. And then a lot of you younger people, I think it's good sometimes a little bit to sit and listen to older people. They are wiser in some ways. Nugget Man in the chat says, David is lost. He says it's doomed for us people of the 90s, yet it is the best time for young guys to start a business and take over the boomers' place. Boomers don't know when to quit. You guys destroyed Rome, says Kevin Howe in the chat, about the Christians destroyed Rome. There may be a little bit of truth to it, but I think that there was a whole lot of mess going on. A whole lot of mess going on, just as today. It's partly my point. Yeah, there's opportunities for sure. People are doing great. Yeah, we do live in very spoiled times, but very lots of opportunities still. Irregardless of all the evil in the world. He's right about the evil that's going on, though. He's not completely lost. He may be lost, but he's not completely lost. Nugget Man? Maybe he's completely lost. But he's saying stuff that's factual. A lot of this stuff is factual. I'm not competing against boomers. I'm competing against young foreigners. I censored that ear piercing. Yes, indeed. So thank you, guys in chat, for contributing to the conversation. I didn't see everything that you guys said. I like the chat. Chat is educational. Very educational for Hake, I think. Joe in Phoenix, Arizona, on the line here. What's up, Joe in Phoenix? How are you doing, man?
No, I'm hanging in there. I'm actually recovering from surgery, so I'm not feeling too well.
Does that have to do with your the ankle thing?
Yeah, it did, actually. So, kind of sore, but I want to talk about last week. You had a call with Himmler, and then you had a call in after him, and very rightly said that he was a dummy who got the 3/5 rule wrong. And, of course, he was right about that, and I'm not the only one who sees Himmler for what he is. But it seemed to me you got offended on behalf of Himmler when the caller was calling him a dummy. And you mentioned that you agree with Himmler on some of his racial views. Did I remember that correctly?
Yeah, I think you overall remember that correctly. I often say that you are right about him and that he is right about you. You're right about him, that he is fear-filled, angry, hateful. I don't necessarily agree about spineless and all that stuff. That's like, where is that? What makes you call him spineless?
Only someone with a neo-Nazi mindset. I mean, they have to be spineless and stupid.
Yeah, but a lot of you're an Obama mindset. You're spineless and stupid. I mean, consider you spineless. Mindset. I consider it stupid. You could call it stupid, but I don't understand the spineless part.
That's why I named him Himmler to begin with, because he's a coward and he's.
But anyway, what prompts you calling him coward? Because it's sort of interesting to me when people call people coward out of like nowhere. You know how they call school shooters cowards. I'm like, that's not the main point. The main point is they're evil. Yes, they are cowards because they only go to like gun-free zones where they know that they're going to have mm-hmm. some free reign. That's cowardly. But that's not the main exactly. issue. The main issue is that they're angry and evil. So coward is kind of beside the point. So I don't. But with what you call
so.
Himmler,
someone but anyway, knows they're going to a gun-free zone is a coward.
But I, okay, but
have a gun.
But let's go back to my caller. Since I'm allowing this little bit of caller war because it's somewhat interesting to me for human nature's sake, I guess. So why do you call, what has he done or said that makes him cowardly? I don't understand that.
The whole neo-Nazi mindset.
But
you're using the term
you're using the term neo-Nazi and I although I That's somewhat disagree with it, I can understand what you're saying with that. But
he calls Rockwell his commander.
Right, but that doesn't make him a coward. That just means that he agrees with this so-called neo-Nazi thing.
Exactly. A neo-Nazi is a coward.
Oh, okay. All right, that's your reasoning. Okay, I won't push you further on that. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. So since you say you agree with him, I'm curious as to what you agree with him with.
Well, I agree with him that white Americans in general are more, I'm trying to speak diplomatically, that's why you hear me pausing and halting. White Americans are, more civilized overall.
Interesting.
Isn't that true?
No. So you said in the past you have some Irish lineage, correct?
Yeah.
You do
I think there is an Irishman in there. But Irish are not normal white. You hear me saying that, right? But go ahead. Make your point. I don't want to take away from your point.
You understand that during the potato famine, over 1 million Irish came to New York, and they faced the same exact prejudice that Himmler spouts.
Yeah, I'm prejudiced. I, too, am prejudiced against the beautiful Irish.
They were not considered white.
Right. I still don't consider them white.
They were called Negroes Turned Inside Out.
Based.
Compared to dogs and animals and beasts.
No dogs or Chinese allowed. That's funny. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's a book called When the Irish Became White.
Okay. Did they become more civilized? Like Sean? Sean is fairly civilized.
That's it. Comparing Irish people to dogs. They had an animalistic character that made them cruel and cowardly.
Yeah. I agree with that. Isn't that somewhat true? Like, I think there's some truth to
that. Absolutely not. No, there's no truth to that at all.
Oh, come on. When there's a notably larger criminal element within your so-called community, if you want to call it that, among the Irish, there were oftentimes criminals, fighting, drinking, Catholic, and a lot of Catholics have a problem with Jews that normal Christians don't have this problem with Jews necessarily, although they have a different problem maybe. But and then the Catholics don't like the Jews don't like the Catholics. And then there's a whole mess. So we don't like these problems that you Irishmen were bringing in.
That's fascinating.
So isn't that true?
It's all fear.
You have compared ghetto culture to sort of animalistic behavior or animal behavior, right?
Mm-hmm.
So there's
ghetto culture, which is not black culture. You got that right.
Well, I just repeated what you said. Culture can be evil, and so oftentimes culture gets corrupted, and culture has corrupted everybody in many different every culture in many different ways. So among the white, the normal whites, there's like fear.
The point now, James, is that the same exact nonsense, because it's all fear of immigration and being overrun by Catholic Irish people that gave rise to all these insane stereotypes, calling them animals, calling them violent, calling them all these things. And no, that not just was true. And now, to most sensible people,
it's true.
Irish folks are none of those things.
And I love the Irish, but there's a lot of truth to it. I think Irish would even admit to it. Have you ever seen Peaky Blinders, that TV show?
There's some
historical accuracy to it, right?
That was over in England, not here.
And also, there's this other show with Chinese and Irish in, like, San Francisco called... It has Bruce
called
Lee's...
Warrior.
Yeah, Bruce Lee's... Nice, yeah. See, and the horrific things that the main Irishman does, but he's kind of just being a man and having to do what he has to do, but he's illing K, you know, killing.
I'm surprised you know that show, actually.
Thank you. Yeah, but it's... that's animals... That's kind of like, we don't want that here. And it was funny because at one point, this guy who's maybe Irish, but the Irishman asks him, he's the new police chief, are you Irish? And the guy's all, I'm American. And the guy goes, nobody's perfect. And so being pro-American.
You being Irish, James, at one point in this country, you would not be considered white. So
well, that's fine. I'm only a tiny bit Irish. I'm more Scottish. And Scottish people are more civilized.
I don't know about that.
I know, me neither. I just said it. But my point is, okay, I follow what you're saying now. So, and I agree with you that fear is not right, but there's a healthy room for criticism and bashing of these immigrants and their children and their children's children. It's America. You should have the freedom of speech.
This country is built on immigration, James. Just it.
There is some truth to that, but it's also destroyed by immigration, too.
I don't know about being destroyed.
There's a lot of destruction, and it's not just from the Native Americans like you and me.
So that's what you mean when you agreed with Himmler, huh?
Yeah, that's what I mean. That there's.
I envision you sitting in court under some HR 350 charge with him sitting next to you, and I want you to remember who you tried to give you the heads up versus who's dragging you down.
But he and I both do not agree with committing terror attacks, and agreeing that the sky is blue when the sky is clearly blue, but you want to call it green.
Your mind.
You want to call it green. does not mean that I'm inspiring or contributing to or inciting anything. That's evil of you even to suggest it. It's also communist of you. But I'm not surprised we have been over this.
You don't understand the law at all, James. You don't sound, because the law does not care.
The law is evil. We both agree that the law is evil and not just.
You don't get it. The law doesn't care about all that.
Yeah, the law is evil and it's unjust. We know that.
It is what it is.
Yep. I'm with you.
And that won't save you when you're sitting there in court.
And you are a communist.
Yeah. Communist, fascist, blah, 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 blah.
Nice.
So.
He's right, yeah. And he's also right about you, that your whole point is to tear down
nothing,
the show.
Nothing he says is right.
No,
nothing
it's true. No, he's right about you.
He
has you pinned.
He has you pinned,
and you have him
everything.
Pinned.
He's wrong about everything.
That's not true, man.
You know, it's absolutely true.
You're trying to take down the show. True or false?
Absolutely not. No. In fact, I wouldn't have given you the heads up if I was trying to take down the show. I would encourage you to do more.
That's not true, because you've encouraged my callers to go crazy, and also you would give the heads up because. Like a malicious evil woman, you're trying to tie me with terrorism, which is very surreptitious, and it's very subversive.
Your own words.
You have not used a single word of mine that suggests that I'm remotely.
You just said it.
I just said factual information.
No, you rarely say factual information, but I said that you agreed with Himmler, and I asked you to clarify. So those were your words.
Right. And
not
Himmler,
so
you calling an old boomer, or maybe even older than boomer, Himmler, just because he is an old school white American man,
you're acting like he's a terrorist.
That's insane.
He would love to be, but he doesn't have the guts to be a terrorist.
See, you're evil. You're acting like it takes guts to be a terrorist. No, it does not. It takes drugs. People are mostly high on drugs when they commit terror attacks, I heard. And then on top of it, there's been more terrorism in your name because you believe in racism, Joe in Phoenix, Arizona. Joe, I'm talking. You believe in racism, and there's been more terror attacks in the name of anti-racism than there has in the name of so-called racism.
Not according to Homeland Security.
I know. Homeland Security are a bunch of lying liberals like you.
Yeah, like you would know.
I do know
that. Himmler is a wannabe Timothy McVeigh. It's exactly what he is.
Oh, Lord. Give me a break. You're crazy. I got to go, Joe, in Phoenix, Arizona. You are a danger to my show. And the point of my show is to bring people out of anger, and you're promoting anger and fear.
I'm the one trying to give you the heads up.
No, you're promoting fear, intimidation, mama spirit, malice, and accusation, and that's evil.
All the above is wrong.
All right.
But you go right ahead.
I wish you well, man. Recover well.
You too. Thanks.
Take care of yourself.
Have a good day.
Yeah, you too. All right, bye. Man, we're over the top of the hour, guys. There's one line open. I will get to your calls, but we got to calm down. With some music. It's Steve Taylor Tuesday, everybody. Sock heaven. You ever feel like a misfit? You ever feel like you're out of place? You ever feel like you're missing your other half? Sometimes you lose a sock, and where do these lost socks go? Where's the other half of the pair? It went to sock heaven, perhaps. Maybe. Enjoy Steve Taylor. It's Christian, guys, from the 1993, I think, album Squint. Be right back for the rest of Hour 2. Enjoy. kind of nice? I don't know. It's kind of catchy. Christian Prince, somebody asked. Yeah, kind of. It sounds like Michael Jackson's gay cousin, says Beta Lace. It's Steve Taylor. He's known for clever lyrics, amusing, sort of funny lyrics, and being Christian. And he's pulled from all types of different music ever since the early 80s, I think. And so right on. And it's, he doesn't really have a particular style that he goes with always. Well, thank you, Steve Taylor, and thank you guys for bearing with me through the beautiful music. I like this dang song, says... Oh, you should have said darn song. You know how you darn like yarn or thread or something? I don't know. Most of his songs don't sound like Prince. But yeah, now that I've heard Prince, I hadn't heard Prince, at least not knowingly as a kid. I used to like sing this song to myself too when I was running. I would sing that one and the Finish Line, last week's Steve Taylor song. Anyway, thank you guys for bearing with me once again. Thanks always also for the listeners bearing with me for that long economy rant thing, right? By the way, catch Joel Friday TV. He's coming up next, guys. Let me connect his show to the redirect thingamajigger. Joel Friday. Oh, I see it up. Jesus Flip Tables 2 is his... upcoming show. So catch Joel Friday TV. He's live Monday through Thursday, not Friday. What's up, Asmodor? What's up, Asmodor? Asmodor says in the chat, he's our resident historian. He's in the Rumble chat. He says it's fake history that the Irish weren't considered white based on a satirical editorial from the time. Interesting. All right, all right. So does that mean Hake has to consider the, wow, Hake, don't say it so softly. Jesus Flip Tables 2. Just say it alpha like Joel. So Hake acts, I don't consider Irish and white. They're white with an asterisk. And the Italians and the Jewish people are like really not even Catholic Christian. You know, some of them are Christian. Like maybe BB. Could BB be Christian, possibly? I'm trolling a little. Every state had anti-miscegenation intermarriage laws, and the Irish were allowed to marry whites. But the Irish, seems like per capita, they were more likely to marry these blacks. I wonder if that was because they did have a little bit of alienation from... us normal whites. you know, Asmodor has said, he's our resident historian. He has said that Hake needs a fact-checking producer to counter all the lies, because he says that Joe from Phoenix just lies or says stuff that's just not true a lot. And I tend to believe that's true. Some of it is subjective. It's his wrong. It's wrong, or his interpretation. Joe from Phoenix. Some people's Alex from California's favorite caller, by the way. I think. Nice. Thank you, Asmodor. I have some super chats to get to. I would be remiss were I not to get to them, and then we'll get to your calls. Yesterday, I got super chats stating, Popcorn Thumpcake, you gave me a tip. I'm going to have to get to your tip maybe a different day, I think. Real Donald Trump bought 5 coffees yesterday, even before the Hake report, and I'd never even read it. Hake plus Cantopop, and he shares, well, I'll just share it with you guys. Pardon me. Come on. Copy. Text. Hake plus Canto Pop. Boom. And it's in the, I'm pasting it in the chat. It's kind of amusing. Shall I play some of it? Here. I think I'll play some of it. Oh, come on. Isn't that cool? That's Jackie Cheung. Jackie Cheung, and he used AI to make it sound like my voice singing these Cantonese lyrics. Cantonese is the Hong Kong language, I guess. He was Jackie Cheung, one of the four kings of cantopop. Shout out to real Donald Trump. Thank you for the coffee, man. Hey, big fan. I'm going to vote for you, okay? You know that. Sweet. By the way, Asmodor says they were considered lower class. The Irish question, the IQ, was a class question. Okay, that makes sense. Yes. All right. I'll go with that. They're whites, but they're lower class whites. Oftentimes, per capita. Those Asian songs get so stuck in my head, says Lisa. Yeah. Yeah. Nice. So, Hey AI, check it out. And it's unlisted, so you have to have the link, have the direct link. But thank you, man. I think he's done a multiple different AI versions of Hake singing. He did Merry Christmas, I Love You, which is another Jackie Cheung song. Merry Christmas, I Love You. Right on. Another super chat from Rob Blackie. Bought 5 coffees yesterday. Loving the coverage. Yesterday I covered some things. Chipping in for the You're a Muslim Dude shirt fund. Referring to my coverage of that Muslim mayor of London being reelected. You're a Muslim, dude. Because he's talking about, I don't know, the values that made London great or something like that. Diversity is an almighty strength. Lines are full, guys. Someone bought a coffee. Hey, is hitting children wrong? Maybe not necessarily. Not necessarily. I mean, press one if you were spanked as a kid. One for Hake. I was spanked as a kid. And as a younger kid, it's right. Maybe as like 12 years old, you've outgrown being spanked, I think. But then maybe you should just be beaten. No, I disavow that. But I've heard people I respect on kind of both sides of this argument, and I don't really have a thought about it myself hard and fast. So, you know, if you have that natural authority, it doesn't even necessarily take a spank. But a spank, it wasn't traumatizing to me. One of them I resented. I was 12. I was spitting on the window. I was brushing my teeth, and then I saw my fellow seventh graders spitting on top of the roof, and I was trying to practice how well I could spit, and I was spitting on the window. I just wasn't thinking. 12-year-olds, what do you expect? But that is kind of insane now that I think about it. And then I got spanked because I got caught spitting on the window with toothpaste from after brushing my teeth. Isn't that kind of funny? But yeah, so I don't know. I don't think it's necessarily wrong, but it can be. Definitely don't do it in anger. So sometimes it changes the relationship, maybe, in a bad way. I don't know. Carver bought a coffee. Hey, Hake, be careful about doxing your dime. Yeah, I pulled out a dime on my beautiful globe. Now all the lazy bum homeless viewers will know you're lying when you tell them you don't have any change. Oftentimes it will mean it's not that I'm lying. It's like, no, I don't have any money for you. Nothing for you. I got nothing for you. So when I say no, it means I don't have it for you. No dime for you. No change for you. And plus, they don't know if I'm carrying one of those air compressors. Let me, yeah, I got some change. Here's a head change for you. I'm referencing that No Country for Old Men disturbing movie. I did not really like that movie. I didn't even understand the point of it. Nice. And Popcorn Thumpkeg, I'm going to have to read your super chat later, hopefully this hour, though. Thank you. I saw another one come in, Popcorn Thumpkeg. But I got to get to some calls here. I'm going to try to plow through a bunch. Aman in India is on the line here. Aman in India, good to hear from you. Thanks for calling and holding there.
Yeah, how are you, Rick?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
All is well.
Nice.
I had a question. I had this question for 2-3 days.
All
and
right.
not just one question, but many, I guess. 2, 3, 4, I guess. But first of all, I want to know what is Jesse doing after the show? Like, is he listening and, like, what is he doing?
I have no idea because I'm doing my show, you know? So I do my show right after him. So I don't know. He may go into the office, make calls, or do his different work.
Okay. Yeah. Now
so.
I understand. Like, he could be doing the counseling thing, too.
Yeah, I don't know how early the counseling starts, but there's counseling, there's interviews, there's different calls and office work. There's all kinds of things.
Yeah.
Yep.
So I had this question. Why is it, like, so easy to go into hell and so hard to go to heaven? Like, you know, like, you're born through the woman. Okay, let me just go and forgive the woman and be in heaven. But no, like, I have to go through all the hell, through it, not above it, not below it, not around, but all through it, just for one time that I did not even have control over. Like, I got angry and blah, blah, blah. Why not just be like that? Like, easy. Why is that?
Why is it that you have to go all through this, that hell stuff?
Yeah, like, it's so easy to go into hell just one time angry or one time you're born through the woman.
Right.
Okay, let me just go and forgive the woman and be in heaven. Why not that way?
Oh, well, what do you mean by in hell? What are you talking about, like, the consequences, the physical consequences that you're dealing with? Is that what you mean by hell? Like, the physical consequences?
No, like, you know, when you are born through the mother.
Yeah.
So you are born in hell.
Yep.
So let me just go and forgive the mother and be in heaven outside of hell.
Well, you kind of are, but don't know it. And as JLP explains, and it's quite obvious, I think, that you've swallowed all kinds of other lies in addition to the lie of anger. The lie of anger, I have a right to be angry. You know, that's one of the biggest lies that holds in all the other lies. All the other lies have to fall away. You have to trudge through a lot of them. You've gotten deeper. Like, when you were in hell, when you were born from your mother, or when you were a kid being traumatized by your mother, your hell was lighter. You had just like a little layer. But you've added layers and layers and layers from parents, from friends, from yourself, and all kinds of different things that you took on, the different habits and mess. And those things, you have to trudge through those things, I guess. And then also, like, there's the lie of selfishness, of ego, of me, of thinking that this stuff is me. So I think that's why, like JLP rightly says, you think that this is who you are, or this emotional or lack of peace is you, when it's really the demons in you. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah.
And it almost seems like the sooner you wake up, the more easier it is.
Maybe you're speculating about, like, let's say you're 30 years old. I don't know how old you are, but let's say you're in your 30s. Had you woken up as a, like, 21-year-old, it would have been easier. Or if you woke up at a 50-year-old. It might have been harder. I don't know. Maybe. Yeah.
Because like a 30-year-old would have so many identities that he has identified, and the 15-year-old or 10-year-old would have just questioning, like, is this really me? Like, you know.
Yeah. Although you kind of, as you go through life, some of that stuff does fall away. Even fallen state people kind of fall away from the different identities and ego stuff that they were into. So I don't know. It's kind of, in my mind, it might be sort of six on one hand, half a dozen on the other, like the same thing. Or there's like a give and take, because maybe it's more, I don't know if it's more likely for a young person to wake up than it is for an old person to. But a lot of people, older people, are oftentimes wiser. Oftentimes not nowadays, but sometimes older people are wiser. Because they, even fallen state older people are wiser in a lot of ways, I think.
But it's got to be like more painful at that age, you know?
Maybe.
Yeah,
you might be right. Yeah. I don't know. I mean,
I'm just speculating. You know, the identities are very hard to, like, it's like all demons, and like, it's so hard, like, to not see that, oh, it's not really me, but it's not me. And you feel the pain and let go, and you feel the pain and then let go. It's like, yeah, it's hard.
Yeah, you might be right. Nice.
Okay, so I had one more question.
All right, let's hear it.
Why, like, you know, like, God does not like sins. So Sims? why create evil when you don't like it? It doesn't make sense.
Oh, God does not like sins or simps?
No, sins.
Sin.
Like evil.
Sin. Okay, sin, yeah.
Yeah, so why create evil when you don't like sin? It doesn't make sense.
Oh. I'm not really sure. Different people have speculated. Some people have said, oh, the contrast is how we see what good is. For example, American Anchor Baby started to believe in God because he started to realize that evil is real.
Yeah.
So maybe it's that. I don't know. It is an interesting question, I guess, but it's, I don't know if it's one that we can really know. Maybe there is a way we can know. It's, but think about that. I know a lot of atheists will be like, they think that they know God better than God. They think they know better than God how to be God. Atheists will be like, if God is real, how come there's so much suffering in the world? And maybe you don't know what good is. And maybe you are emotionally attached to life and suffering and all judging all that stuff. You're playing God, and you don't know squat.
Yeah.
So maybe that's for you to find out, if it's for you to find out. Maybe it doesn't. Maybe it's something that you don't need to worry about.
Yeah, no, I'm not worrying about. Like, I'm just nice. Like, I had this question. It doesn't make sense, you know, when you actually think about it. But as soon as I like ask this question to you,
yeah,
I was like, he's God. Like, why aren't there many ways to go, like, okay, let me bring my kids to me. Like, why is it only like this? And then I realized maybe, just maybe, because I'm thinking, I'm trying to find many ways. And then I was like, maybe this is the best way.
It might be, yeah.
Because God, like, creates everything in the most simplest and perfect manner. And I was like, this might be the best, but I just don't see it.
It's like, take the specks of dust out of your own eye before you try to take the speck out of God's eye.
It's almost like that. I just realized that.
Yep. Nice.
Yeah.
Cool, man. I appreciate your questions. It's great to hear from you, Aman.
Yep. You too, Ake.
All right. Take care, man. Bye. Alex in Montana is on the line here. Alex in Montana, how are you doing?
Hey, Ake.
Hey.
All's well, dude. I'm doing all right. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Have you called Hake before?
I've called from a couple different states. I don't want to give them to you right now. It'll be easier to dox me that way.
Oh, okay. No problem. Go for it.
Yeah, I just caught a little bit of the historian, you and his conversation, and I wanted to add, so you're aware of the rumor that Adolf only wanted blonde hair and blue eyes in his...
Germany? I feel like that's what I heard in school growing up.
You're right.
And then they would always bring up how he's not blonde-haired, blue-eyed.
So you'd have to be kind of stupid to believe that, right?
Yeah, true.
Anyway, I wanted to let you know that the Irelands are actually the lands of the Aryans, and that's where the name Ireland comes from.
Whoa.
Yeah. Yeah, there's lots of... There was stories of demigods. You've heard of that?
Sean is vindicated.
Sean is vindicated.
Yeah, I've heard of demigods. I forget what that is exactly, but...
I don't know exactly their place either, but they were described as... green-eyed with fiery hair.
Oh, hey. Hey.
being
with partial or lesser divine status, such as a minor deity, the offspring of a god, and a mortal, or a mortal raised to divine rank, a man who is greatly admired or respected. Interesting. Okay. That's according to Google.
In from, of, and back to.
Nice.
So, also, I want to propose to you, Hake, what do you think and feel when I tell you that... humans are only white men, and the only humans are white men.
I've heard this theory from another man who's called.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah, he's a guy whom I consider mentally ill. Shout out, you know who you are. But I think he knows who he is. And no offense, man, but I think that guy. I'm talking to my caller who thinks that. But that's not why I think that necessarily of him.
Yeah, man. Women,
what makes you think
beautiful,
that? Do you think women, that? I think it's
yeah,
kind of. I think
I've
it's
come
a little
to the
crazy.
Realization.
All right. What?
No, it's just the word. Our beautiful women have not been involved in the tradition of European scholarship up until the last 50 years, and it's gone completely downhill since they have.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you're
saying human
rights,
is just a word?
Just a word, yeah.
Okay,
right.
So it's just a category. So there's still other fellow men and women, or right?
Well, correct. I mean, woman should apply to a white woman only, to be honest with you, because it's our language, but...
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Because the word human is not even really in the Bible, because it's like a newfangled word. And so, like... mankind.
Color of man, human. When you really...
That's,
when you
is that all,
spirit,
is that all could, the races?
No, I don't know what Japanese call men and women or...
No, I'm not talking about the language, what it means. It means mankind... now you're going to make me use that buzzword, that communist buzzword, inclusive. When God wrote... When the people in the Bible, whoever wrote the Bible, said man, let's make man in our image, whatever, God said that. Was that referring to like the red and yellow, black and white?
No, that's our story.
Who's our?
White men.
Oh.
Yeah.
So God is not for these other people?
Well, we're obviously all of the soul, but if they want to write their own literature and create their own societies based around it, they can do that.
But what do you say to people like Kevin Howe, who said this was Middle Eastern stuff? It's not the white men's stuff. White men didn't write the Bible,
yeah.
Or did they?
Christianity certainly hasn't helped out the white man, but I think that partially the reason that our societies are so safe is because... in the Bible, Israel had the most refined bloodline, so they would execute people who fucking acted out. Sorry for the language.
Yeah, what in the world?
But basically,
Steve Reich one.
That bloodline ends.
That's not very white of you. Well, is it? Maybe it is. Is it white to cuss?
Is that with a capital W? I don't know. If you're from the South, it is.
Okay. All right.
One more thing. Hey.
Yeah.
So, you and Jesse are all on the correct side when you are going after the woman as an evil spirit, because that's just the way it is. And I want to let you know that the Jew is and worships the female. They will cut the tip of their young son's right. penis off, circumcision, to maybe give the female
make me lightheaded.
A better chance of not getting a yeast infection, you know? So
whoa.
They worship the woman.
Well, I mean, it is very effeminate in their culture. I've noticed that for sure. It's like
absolutely.
The mama spirit. That's what communism is, and that's what they
mama
love.
Spirit.
Yeah.
Yep.
Interesting points,
yeah,
man.
Just some food for thought.
All right.
Good to hear from you.
Yeah, good to hear from you, man. Call me again sometime. It's interesting hearing from you.
Yeah, good to hear from you too.
All right, Alex.
There was only two humans on the fucking Jesse Lee Peterson show today.
You cussed again, man. All right.
All right, man.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Kids and more the parents or the decent guardians, you know, parent or guardian when you're reading the permission slip. Parent or guardian. Pardon Hake. Pardon Hake. Just call me the mayor of London. I'm sorry to put you through that, even though it was him who did it. The mayor of London apologizing to his family for other people protesting outside of his home or their home. You do the math. Speaking of Alex in Tennessee on the line here. Alex in Tennessee, what's up, man? How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. How are you, James?
Doing fine. Thank you.
I was going to say that last guy reminded me of maybe something occurred to me that I haven't really thought about that much because I'm still trying to overcome it myself. I realize that cursing is super beta. Like it's not really necessary, and it's really hard to curse without hate.
Oh. If you can curse without hate, is that alpha?
I don't think you can.
Oh, really?
I don't think like you can curse somebody or something without hate because you're literally casting a judgment on it.
Well, using a cuss word is different from cursing a person, you know? That's why I say
what's
cussing
the difference
rather
between
than
cussing and cursing.
Because cursing is like casting a curse, like damn you. That's a curse.
Does the word,
you're trying to send them to hell. But
does
if
the word
just,
cussing come from the word cursing?
I think it does, but I just mean bad words when I say cussing. Like the F word, bad word. But the F word is not an actual curse.
I don't think a lot of people intend it that way.
Yeah.
But they get taught it and then it becomes a standard mode of operations. I don't know. I don't think it's necessarily malicious.
I think only grown adult men should cuss, and it should be only in the right context, not around the ladies so much, unless you really just don't respect the ladies.
They're not very ladylike ladies.
But if they're not being ladylike, I guess it's a time to cuss. Maybe it's like
I can see.
I've heard it referred to as authority words. Authority words. And if you abuse that authority word, then there's no authority anymore.
Well, that leads me to my next question. What is authority?
Oh. God-given manly power.
Well, then you could say...
But I'm serious.
you could even say that Joe Biden has authority in that case.
Deep down in his Irish soul, there's some authority in there, maybe, but he just never displays it.
So, like,
what
is it? Like, really, seriously?
I think it's from God. I think it's like a God-given commanding of respect that just naturally kind of comes out.
So do you think men possess authority?
Yeah.
If it's from God, then how can they be the authors of it?
I didn't call them the authors of it. But authority, root word is author.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's because the author gave it to them. The author of life, right? The author of our faith, something like that.
We have dominion, but we don't necessarily have authority.
Oh, like interesting.
Dominion is one thing.
Yeah.
Like you have dominion over whatever, your garden or your dog or things of these this nature. Dominion over your, maybe even over your children.
Right.
In a time long past that doesn't seem to exist anymore.
Yeah.
You can have dominion over something, but you don't necessarily have authority. Authority implies like a kind of sort of divine nature to your power over something.
Huh. Yeah, I mean, there is a divine nature to man's natural God-given power. Even the beta atheist men. Nice, right?
Well, I just wonder about like the nature of authority. Like, what is it? What is it exactly? And what are, you know, to, I mean, earlier you were talking about the economy and a bunch of other things.
Trump is an example of authority. JLP is an example of, you know, what they said about Jesus. Didn't they say that Jesus spoke with authority in the Bible? They're like, they were flabbergasted by him. Not that word. They were.
And
because he spoke as one with authority.
Right. And that is a great example, because that was actually an example I had in mind when I called you initially.
Okay.
Was when you were talking about this with America in comparison to the Roman Empire, and why was Jesus such a problem for them, and they had to figure out a way to get rid of him one way or the other. It wasn't just the Jews that were conspiring against Jesus, contrary to what the Aryan nation thinks. It was the Gentiles wanted to get rid of him. A bunch of people wanted to get rid of him because he spoke with authority, and they even tried to trap him with the question about taxes. And he could see through it, and so he gave them an answer they couldn't argue with. But the true authority really. It's a really simple thing. You can have authority that moves through you through God, or you can have authority that moves through you through evil. And there's no other authority. There really isn't any other genuine authority.
Okay.
In the world. Like the you can say, I like the red team, or I like the blue team, and I want them to represent me. You're just choosing another worldly authority over you.
Do you know what my resident historian, our resident historian, Asmodor, is saying about you in the chat?
What's that?
If this caller knew an alpha from a beta, he wouldn't have such a feminine voice. He got you, man.
Well, I'll blow him a kiss from over here.
Whoa, we don't do that here.
That's funny.
But maybe you're kind of in your head about it. Sounds like it, maybe.
How so?
Like, about this authority thing. I mean, because you're just kind of analyzing it.
Well, not really. I mean, like, if you think about what is authority, like, and you're saying it comes from God.
I'm showing you, like, for example, Trump, just like with Jesus, they're trying to find ways to get rid of him.
Uh-huh.
And he's a man of authority. And that authority brings the country back into order and the world back into order, rather than this chaos that we have.
But who was
so?
Who was
what
the
you
primary,
don't have to. What's, was, why do you have to even ask primary, what is? Why do you even have to ask what is authority? It's interesting, I guess, somewhat to ponder it, but to spout off a bunch of words and get it, intellectualize it, it seems like you're making it empty.
Because it is.
But it's
in most cases it is.
I know that in most cases it is, but when you're intellectualizing, the intellectualizing makes it makes you, those makes your words sound empty.
Well, it's interesting. It's interesting because you talk about believing in a lie versus the truth, seeing things with the light as opposed to the darkness, because the darkness is really just the absence of light. It has no power. It has no authority.
Sometimes the words of truth become empty.
Say that again?
Sometimes the words of truth become empty.
They can be twisted into that way because we use the word authority in all kinds of ways that is not applicable to its true meaning. And that's why I'm bringing that word up.
But I mean even like the same, say a different person saying the same words comes up empty. Not even twisting the words. Because there's no spirit behind it. There's no spirit of authority behind it. It's just repeating true words, and there's no authority there. That's what I mean by intellectual.
No true words, is just authority there. Can you give me an example of this? I don't understand what you're saying.
Like, if I were to just tell you, go forgive your mother. I'm just repeating this, a true value or whatever, but it's just empty words.
I see.
Nice. Interesting call, man. I got to keep it moving. Good to hear
from you. All right, we'll see you, Hank.
All right, call me again, man. I like talking to you.
Right,
but don't be blowing kisses at Asmodor or anybody.
Well, he was worried about my voice.
He's not worried about it. He's just saying if you knew what an alpha or a beta was. I don't know if that's fair because it's hard.
I work on deepening or lengthening my vocal cords.
Yeah, do what that guy who played Johnny Cash did. He turned it because he has a beta voice too, Joaquin Phoenix, and then he turned it into an alpha Johnny Cash voice. I heard.
Yeah.
I haven't really watched the whole movie. I wish you well, man. Good to hear from you, Alex.
Right, I'll see you.
Bye-bye. Take care. Bye. Alex in California, all on the line here. Oops, that's not Alex. Alex in California, thanks for calling, man. What's up?
Hey, Kyle, are we having the three Alexes in a row? That's weird, bro.
That's why I did it. go ahead.
Okay. All right, I got something for you to disagree with.
Okay.
Christy Gnome should not have blasted her puppy in the head.
Aw. You might be right. I don't have a strong opinion about it. I think that the people are overreacting to her killing her puppy because it's her business. It's her puppy. She can shoot it if she wants. It's kind of like the slave days. never mind. Okay, why do you say that?
I think it's completely out of line. Women should not be in charge of anything, including training dogs. Apparently the dog was not doing what she wanted it to do.
Yeah.
So she thought it was necessary to blast a 14-month-old puppy.
She had no authority. She did not have that natural authority,
yeah,
maybe.
I was just working with a 14-month-old English bulldog right now.
That's
and
right.
I was just thinking on the way back home. I was like, oh, Robin didn't sit for me. I'm going to go take her out back and put one in her forehead.
Ah, man, you got me because you're a dog trainer yourself. I forgot about that. You breathe through your nose to practice calm so they can't smell the fear in you, which you don't have.
Right. I'm also white, and white people love dogs.
Nice. Yeah, true. Yeah, I know our resident historian also loves even pit bulls, base.
Well, I was going to say, I'm a pit bull guy. You're a white man. You should be snuggling up with a pit bull, just spooning in bed with them.
You know, a lot of Mexicans have pit bulls and around me. And so they must be part white, which they are.
They're a great dog.
Yeah, that's cool, man.
Yeah,
well, thank you for the input.
My point is,
it true that,
you know, with anything in life, you leave a woman in control, it's just going to turn into a disaster.
That's a great point, man.
Anyone could have adopted that dog. It was only 14 months old. Some white family could have taken that dog, given it to their little white son, and they would have raised it. It would have been a perfect dog.
Yeah, I you're convincing me because she said that story just because she wants to play like she's this manly, authoritative figure who can run a country or whatever,
no,
be a vice president.
She hated the dog.
Yeah. Interesting point.
evil women.
Yep.
Don't give them guns. Don't give them dogs. Don't give them any authority.
I like too that you're not outraged at it. You're being manly and dispassionate about it.
Yeah, well, I mean, I disagree that you say it's her own business. She can shoot the dog if she wants. My point is that it's more of an anti-women thing.
Nice. Yeah, fair. Right on.
If there was a man in control, that dog would have been under control and trained.
That's a fair statement. That may be the exact truth. Thank you, Alex in California. Is it true that Joe in Phoenix is your favorite caller?
It's entertaining, yeah, that's for sure.
Right on, man. It's good to hear from you. Asmador says, right, Kristen Noem has a beta husband. She runs the household. Yeah, must be if she's the governess of, South Dakota?
Some no-name place, yeah.
Yeah. Thank you, Alex and Callie. Take care, man.
All right, you have a great day.
You too. Bye. Let me just confirm something. Okay. 1 minute. I have 1 minute for my caller, Mark in California. Let's hear it, man. Go.
Yeah, first of all, you got to play the game better. The coward who called me a coward ran from me last week when you tried to get us to debate. Now, why didn't you bring that up? Did you forget?
Yeah.
Okay, don't answer that. Don't answer.
I did.
The second thing is, I only got a minute. You gave Satan 20 minutes. I got a minute. Okay, the 3/5 clause is in the Constitution. Satan didn't say how I was wrong about that. Article 1, Section 2, it's in there.
Nice.
Okay, so you allow this devil to smear me, and you put me on last, where I can't even tell you all the points I got. Okay, I mean, all the points I have to tell you about this line.
I got to end, man.
As far as Irish goes, and I got to talk about this, because you're only giving me short time.
5 seconds.
The Irish are white. It's a game Satan plays to divide us.
Indeed, man.
Half the American Nazi Party were Irishmen.
Right on, man.
So there's no truth into what that devil says.
All right, take care, Mark in California, man. I got to run. Guys, this has been the Hake Report, Modern Day Prayer, 2:38 Tuesdays. Adios, America. Bye. Going up. Fiery Mark in California. Thanks for holding. Coming through. I'll let you make your points another day. If the Lord gives us another day. Two 38, Modern Day Prayer. No hyphen.
God, if you can hear.
Friday coming up next, guys. Stop discussing the whiteness of the Irish. It's weird. This is Christian, guys, I guess.
God, if you can hear. You
week he was Rivers Cuomo. Weezer wannabe. What is he, Weezer or The Cure wannabe? Both Weezer and The Cure. Those are good bands to copy, right? Well, adios, America. It's a Well Friday coming up.